According to this piece that I'm holding in my hand, this is a recent, apparently, I think this is the most recent scientific study. Global temperatures are on a path to rise by an average of 6 degrees centigrade by the end of the century. Oh, well, that's a fairly long way away. I won't be around for that one. CO2 emissions increase and the Earth's natural ability to absorb the gas declines, according to a major new study. Scientists say that CO2 emissions have risen by 29% in the past decade alone. God, that's incredible. And they have called for urgent action by leaders at the UN climate talks in Copenhagen to agree drastic emissions cuts in order to avoid dangerous climate change. This news will give greater urgency to the diplomatic manoeuvring before the Copenhagen summit. President Obama and President Hu of China attempted to breathe new life into the negotiations today by announcing they intended to set targets for easing greenhouse gas emissions by next month. Obama said that he and Hu would continue to press for a deal that would rally the world. Excellent. Rally the world. Convince some of the unbelievers that yes, there is something happening to the climate. This new study is the most comprehensive analysis to date of how economic changes and shifts in the way people have used the land in the past five decades have affected the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere. The global trends we are on with the CO2 emissions from fossil fuels suggest that we're heading towards 6 degrees of global warming, said Corinne Leclerc of the University of East Anglia, who led the study with colleagues at the British Antarctic Survey. It all actually sounds pretty nasty from what they're saying. I won't bother reading out all these facts and figures, because generally speaking, most of them don't mean anything to me at all. They're just figures. But still, this is a pretty important work with serious conclusions regarding the decline of the world's carbon sinks, whatever they might be. Apparently, though, this woman's conclusions have not been universally accepted. Wolfgang Knorr of the University of Bristol recently published a study in Geophysical Research Letters using similar data to Leclerc, where he argued that the natural carbon sinks had not noticeably changed. Our apparently conflicting results demonstrate what doing cutting-edge science is really like and just how difficult it is to accurately quantify such data, said Wolfgang. Well, that's not very useful, is it? They've come up with now two, using the same information, two fairly opposing results.
Tell us something new.
Yes, I guess so.
And this focus just on CO2 is very short-sighted anyway. Mm. Methane, which is about 7 times as bad in greenhouse aspect, is very rarely mentioned. Mm. And
we don't like to talk about farting. That's what it is. We're so polite.
Yeah, and it's not only animals and humans and all that farting. It's actually the permafrost in Siberia defrosting big time, and it's going to be one hell of a fart.
Does that produce the methane gas from?
It's stored in the ground with rotting materials.
So that's been frozen.
So it's held in the ground because it's got it frozen. Yeah.
Yeah. So then once that ice disappears, that will be released.
It'll be released. Yeah. And a few of those rainforest areas holding a lot of methane under the ground as well.
Mm.
So yeah, methane will be
I wonder if there's any sort of process where that could be mined before it's released. Just set fire to the thing and let the flame go.
Actually stored and used.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know where some of our slow thinking and slow acting. I can remember reading 20 or 30 years ago about a fellow, and I think it was in Sweden, maybe Germany, but certainly somewhere over there, and he just totally powered his farm on the emissions he's producing from his cattle. He's got a big dairy farm. Cleans the shit, goes into a tank, produces gas, and that powers everything you need.
It's actually used big time in China.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
And
from the same source.
There's at least one pilot project here in the area.
Hmm.
Just basically one household, and they say a household of just a couple of people and a bit of greens from the garden can make enough gas to do your cooking needs.
So they use a septic tank sort of storage thing or whatever.
Yeah,
it's phenomenal, actually, isn't it? Why aren't we doing it? Well, you know, the knowledge has been there for years. How come it's not practically applied? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question, folks. If anybody does, I'd be interested to hear it. There's more stuff about gas emissions. CSIRO. Human emissions arose 2% despite the GFC transport, despite the economic effects of the global financial crisis. Well, that's what GFC is. GFC, we now have an acronym for the global financial crisis. It's GFC. Isn't that good? Carbon dioxide emissions from human activities rose 2% in 2008 to an all-time high of 1.3 tons of carbon per capita per year, according to a paper published today in Nature Geoscience. Perhaps as I read on, I will find that somebody says, no, it's not true at all. But anyway, it says CO2 emissions from fossil fuel combustion are estimated to have increased 41% over 1990 levels. I won't read all this. I'm reading it to myself, but I won't read it out. No, you see, here's somebody else who's saying, this is Dr. Pep Canadel, who is the executive director of Global something or other, GCP. That person's findings also indicate that natural carbon sinks, which play an important role in buffering the impact of rising emissions of human activity, have not been able to keep pace with rising CO2 levels. Well, Dr. Canadel, you will get an argument from Wolfgang Knorr on that point. On average, only 45% each year of emissions remain in the atmosphere, says Dr. Canadel. The remaining 55% is absorbed by land and ocean sinks, and goes on to suggest these sinks have not kept pace. This is a concern, as it indicates the vulnerability of sinks to increasing emissions and climate change, making natural sinks less efficient cleaners of human carbon pollution. So there you go, folks. You can decide to go with Wolfgang, or you can decide to go with the two other people I've mentioned who